This is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. I'd like to talk about intellect and faith. There's no doubt that one's personal views, philosophical bent, and desires affect their biblical interpretation. Let me repeat that. There's no doubt that one's personal views, philosophical bent, and desires affect our biblical interpretation. This, of course, is as true of most people and their views of what God's Word not only says, but means to say in the texts. So what do? Neglect or ignore it? Shall we build walls against or bridges toward those with whom we disagree on any number of scriptural passages, God's intent, and our application of them? I believe that this is such an obvious and primary issue that it even looms larger than deep textual criticism. Why? To believe every scholar, interpreter, or commentary is above, beyond, and outside of what I've stated just a moment ago is, in my view, an escape clause. It finally comes down to faith in one's intellect, doesn't it? But in my mind, my intellect is not my Lord and Savior. Experiencing situations, events in my life, which had come around again and again to the extent I couldn't explain them away, took me far beyond interpretation. Oh, yes. Interpretation is very important, but doctrine is not itself the Savior. Doctrine is not Jesus. I'm, of course, well aware everyone's experience is not mine or the next person's, but as I opened the Bible, I instantly recognized patterns of thought, behavior, and a reap-sow principle that could not be denied any longer, not by me. Scripture itself proclaims faith is a gift. One can reject or bury, ignore, stifle, or grow in faith, but the bottom line is that it comes to us and not merely from us. Deity. Yes, and I will beat this drum as long as I live and beyond. We are not God. And that's the ultimate insult to a thinking person who has decided for any number of reasons to reject both Scripture and the God who breathed it. Now, the Scripture itself says that the Holy Spirit, in the Greek, literally the word is for spirit is pneuma. It's where we get our word pneumatic, or when we think of the wind, he blows where he will. Okay, so where were those brilliant critics and their solutions to my drug, alcohol, sex, and self addictions the night I asked, quote unquote, the heir, who are you and what are you trying to say? I don't understand. Immediately, what came to my mind, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe, which means to trust in, cling to, and rely on him, would not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It so completely surprised me that night, 51 years ago, January of 1971, I could only sit on the floor and break into tears of amazement. My very life responds to the interpretation of salvation in the most vivid way. And believe me when I say I'm still amazed by this gift of faith daily. At this point, if you're still listening, you might ask, wait, what about the disagreements regarding doctrines? Isn't that what you began this post about? Yes, it is. I'm saying doctrine, words on paper, interpretation of them is involved, and so is interpretation of one's life experiences. I'm also saying when time after time the patterns, signs, shall I say, spiritual taps on the shoulder keep coming, quote, out of nowhere, end quote, and you have no actual control over them, you may well begin, as I did, to understand that it's not only finite, flawed, and imperfect human intellect, but a matter of spirit, soul, metaphysical stuff, which is not so easily dismissed by those of us who believe. The love, feel free to explain that intellectually. The grace, go ahead and explain that next. And a positive, completely changed life out of addictions and destructive cycles. Faith in God, the Bible, not in me. That's the greatest miracle. Some things are beyond mere intellectual explanation. I will never argue doctrine isn't important, as the scriptures themselves affirm it is. Rather, what I'm saying is God's Spirit moves, does things that at times are so powerful they change us at such a deep level that it is not mere intellectual belief that we need to pay attention to. Thus, I may fully disagree with your doctrine and still love you, just as God Himself does with each and every one of us. So here I stand all these years later, thankful, grateful, blessed and giving praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom I am convinced is the source of my faith, deliverance, provision, and indeed the Spirit of God, who breathed His word into the texts I study daily, as well as into my life. I also study a wide range of news sources and historical texts daily, and have for decades. Yet it is the peace that surpasses understanding that sustains me. Faith is such an incredible gift. You may well argue, by God's grace, I believe. This is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago, asking you to think and think again. Faith and intellect.